This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Trade, as we all know, was a cornerstone of President Trump's campaign last year. And to that end, an item from the Financial Times today in which the president repeated his inaccurate claims that China is artificially devaluing its currency, and in which, furthermore, the president's key trade advisor said the euro is grossly undervalued, too, and that the White House believes Germany is using it to, and this is a quote, exploit its trading relationship with the United States. Charges of currency manipulation get murky in a hurry, but how much a euro or yuan or a dollar is worth goes to the very heart of President Trump's trade strategy. So Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has a little primer for us.
In an open and global economy, countries' currencies rise and fall. The values change like the weather. And that matters. Lee Brandstetter is a fellow at the Peterson Institute.
When a country's currency falls, that has the effect of making goods produced inside that country cheaper on foreign markets.
Trump cares about countries' currencies falling because they make U.S. exports uncompetitive and or expensive by comparison. Now, some countries, they're not supposed to do this, but sometimes they do, will intentionally push their currencies down. The real trick is figuring out when a country is doing this on purpose and when it's not.
Currency manipulation ultimately and to a significant extent lies in the eyes of the beholder.
Ishwar Prasad is senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Just because a currency goes up or down does not mean that a country meant for that to happen. For example, Japan has had a lot of economic problems for years now, so it's tried to lower interest rates and expand the money supply. Lee Brandstetter again.
A side effect of expansionary monetary policy is that a nation's currency will tend to weaken. But the weakening of the currency was not the goal of Bank of Japan policy, and that has been crystal clear.
Then there's Germany. Trump advisor Peter Navarro has said Germany is unfairly benefiting from the euro being weak.
It's missing the point because Germany itself does not have any control over the euro. The policy is set by the European Central Bank.
Boris Schlossberg is with BK Asset Management. Saying Germany is unfairly benefiting from a weak euro is like saying California unfairly benefits from a weak dollar. Germany has actually lobbied against a weaker euro. In 2015, the Treasury set up a test to figure out if countries were manipulating their currencies or not. It found that neither Germany, nor Japan, nor China were doing so. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.